T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
This is another one of these days where the big stories and all the big news outlets are not actually the biggest story out there. The biggest story, bar none, is a story that's really broken over the last 2 weeks. It should get a Pulitzer. Broken by liberal journalist Michael Schellenberger, one of a small handful of journalists still doing actual journalism in America. And the story he's been telling over the last 2 weeks is, quite frankly, shocking but also terrifying. And here's what he has uncovered. No less than British intelligence, the FBI, the Department of Defense, and our Homeland Security is setting up a worldwide censorship regime in country after country after country. Here's how it works. They set up the AI programs very similar to the ones that were used to censor us in 2020. So they go in, they help to set up those programs. They set up the censorship infrastructure, and the various nonprofits that the Department of Homeland Security now funds, who call for censorship, who do the work of specifying who should be censored — they're just a bunch of liberals — they open branches in these countries to demand the censorship and bang on the drum: Russia, 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 censor Russia, 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 censor Russia. The only people who get censored are people who love freedom, who want to be free, who want to have free speech, who are populists, who have traditional American values, so of freedom and self-determination. So the and what they're doing, what the FBI is doing here — they're leading the charge. What they're doing in country after country after country is setting up censorship regimes that then turn, as Australia did this week, and demand, after passing their own censorship laws or under pro-censorship rulings by judges, demand, hey, Elon Musk, he's got to shut up Americans or we're taking Twitter slash X out of Australia because it violates our laws. So you better go in and get these Americans and shut them up. You better take down their accounts or you're going to get blocked. You're going to get blocked from where? They've done this in 4 separate countries that we know of. They have done it in Brazil. They've done it in Australia. They're in the process of doing it in Scotland, and they've done it in the EU with the Digital Services Act. What we did not know, Lee, until this past couple of weeks from Schellenberger's amazing reporting — you can get it on Public. It's called Public. It's his Substack. He's got all the links and everything. What we did not know was that in country after country after country, it's been our intelligence agencies setting up these censorship regimes that then turn around and demand the censorship of Americans. This is literally terrifying. Let's go back and start kind of where he started breaking this. April 18th, last night, the Judiciary Committee of Congress of the U.S. House released over 500 pages of confidential Brazilian court documents relating to censorship demands on X, formerly Twitter. And what do we find? We find the FBI partnering with the same groups as they are in America to demand censorship, set up censorship regimes, but most importantly, create the censorship algorithms needed to detect the posts and, you know, shut them down. This is what your FBI is doing with your tax money that you just paid over, you know, tax day. So that's Brazil. So we're seeing that go on right now. They are calling for the arrest of Elon Musk in Brazil, allegedly for violating their censorship rules, by the way, which are just dictated by a court. They're not real rules. So that is going on. Then we find out the e-safety commissioner of Australia is actually an American who was recruited by the CIA. And she's over there screaming and yelling that Americans need to be censored by Elon Musk so that Australians can't see what we're saying. So you're looking, and by the way, British intelligence has been deeply involved in partnership with us in doing these things there. But the FBI literally over years went to Brazil, starting about 4 years ago, and helped when they were setting up our regime and helped them start to set this up. I bet this is in a lot more countries than we even realize.
Oh, yeah.
So think about this. This is absolutely brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Evilly brilliant.
Oh, evil brilliant. You go into these other countries and you say, you got to get that American taken down. He's pro-Trump. He's dangerous. We can't let anybody say that. And they go into these countries that don't have First Amendments. Those countries then have an e-commissar, an e-safety person. In the case of Brazil, it's a judge doing it. And they turn around and demand Elon Musk censor us here in America.
Think how the world would change if Neville Chamberlain had had this access.
Yeah. Yeah. So the FBI is doing this. And the scariest part, I think, of all was that the prime minister this week of Australia called out Elon Musk. Some in the Senate of Australia are demanding his arrest, which I'm sure the FBI would love to see so that Biden could then extradite him. I'm not kidding. That Biden could watch. Do not be surprised if Elon Musk is extradited to one of these countries for trial.
Well, they got to arrest him first, but then again.
Yeah, well, that's coming, though. I mean, they're already calling for it in Australia. Here you go. This is Australian Senator Jackie Lambie.
Elon Musk has no social conscience or conscience whatsoever. I don't know, whatever Elon Musk is on, it says that that's okay to continue to air that is absolutely disgusting behaviour. And quite frankly, the bloke should be jailed. And the sooner that we can bring rules in or do something about this sort of game playing with our social media, the better off we're going to be. But quite frankly, the power that that man has because of that platform that he's on, it's got to stop. It has absolutely got to stop.
Oh, yeah. We can't have truth and actual facts out there on social media. That just can't happen. We can't have some type of discussion of policy going on. No. That's got to be stopped. Yeah. Because we got to protect democracy, right, Tara?
Yeah, they're liars is what they are. And what they want censored was, again, this video of this Assyrian priest being stabbed by an Islamist in Australia. They said, oh, it's too violent, can't show it. But they also, on the list of demands they gave to Elon Musk for censorship, were a bunch of people who did not show the video, but were criticizing Australia's immigration policy. There's no violence there. So they can't win the political argument. And so they would like everyone in Australia and America talking about this to be forcibly silenced by Elon Musk. What's so scary, again, is the prime minister said, hey, Elon Musk is the only one who won't censor for us. Everybody else did, including Google. So they're saying Google, Facebook, Instagram, they all met our censorship demands. And the prime minister saying only Elon Musk did not. So that's it. That's all we got left. This is going really, really fast, y'all. Mm-hmm. And we need to tune into this because Elon Musk is it. Now, there's a second article on his Substack, on Michael Schellenberger's Substack. I love how he puts all the links. You could follow them yourself. This is about the e-safety because, you know, you need safety. You need safety from the truth. This is about the e-safety commissar in Australia who is an American. She's leading the entire Australian government censorship complex. She has called for total censorship at the world level, at the World Economic Forum. She is part of a group that she has built that includes censors at the international level from Australia, France, Ireland, South Africa, Korea, the UK, and Fiji. They're all working to identify people telling the truth and to censor them. Her name is Julie Inman Grant. She worked in the Clinton administration. She was recruited by the CIA, by the way. A lot of these people have CIA and FBI connections.
Boy.
Yeah, it gives me chills because I don't know how we stop them. Liam, what do you do, call your congressman? You can't stop this woman. She's in Australia.
Yeah, well, it's not like our federal agencies actually answer to Congress anymore anyway.
No. And then there's this other person, Vera Jurnova, who's called for censorship. to avoid events like January 6th, she's the European Union's top censor. She is now coordinating with the Australian censor and the British censor and the Brazilian censor. The whole, again, the entire censorship regime in Brazil was put in place by the FBI.
So we should have censorship to stop January 6th, but we're not concerned about October 7th.
No, that's all good. So, no, and here's the funny thing about Dzhernova. Michael Schellenberger busted her 2 weeks ago lying about Russia collusion. She was repeating the Russia collusion hoax, which has been debunked.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
It was debunked by 30 FBI agents working for Robert Mueller.
It wasn't just debunked. It was proven to be false.
False.
Period.
It was completely pulverized.
Yeah, a completely made up account.
So she was this woman who wants to censor us on behalf, and she has the power to do it because of the Digital Services Act in Europe, was literally caught spreading and propagating the Russiagate hoax online 2 weeks ago. So I guess if you tell the truth about the Russiagate hoax, then she's going to censor you. I don't know how that works. But
if you spread the lies, you can continue to do so. Yeah.
In American, look, I know a lot of people use this show for show prep. I get it. It's the best show on the East Coast in the morning. And I go first and you guys, the rest of the country, you know, go later. That's why I watermark a lot of my audio like Rush used to. So you could just give me credit. That'd be cool. And then just do that. Look, take this from me and explain this because we don't have a lot of time left. Go to Schellenberger's Substack. Credit Schellenberger. I don't care. Read it before your show today. I'm begging you, tell the world, because there is no way to stop this once this gets going. There is one person left on Earth who is fighting this, and that is Elon Musk, who is refusing to censor us, and I don't know how long he can stand out. He can hold out. There is the very, you brought this up yesterday, Lee, though, kind of brilliantly. He's a double-edged threat to them because not only does he have Twitter, but he also has the satellites to skip the internet entirely.
Starlink
can start his own internet if he wants it from space.
And he's already done that.
Yeah,
and
he
in
has.
Fact, in fact, just, what's interesting is some governments are using it.
And you know what's funny? They're using it. People inside, like, you know, Iranians are using it to get real news. They're using it inside China to get real news. We're going to have to use it here eventually. Do not be, you're going to laugh. Do not be surprised if eventually our government, if they can't get control of Starlink, if they don't shoot it out of the sky. Nationalize. Yeah, we're going into crazy town here. But the FBI is three steps ahead of us. We've got Mike Johnson, who is looking to do nothing but capitulate to them. By the way, did you see Mike Johnson, who is allegedly a Republican, but we're not sure. We have to check in every day. He's our speaker. Do you see he's going to Columbia today?
Oh, Columbia University?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
The guy gives Hamas a third of the Israeli money, and now he's going to Columbia. Well, I don't know. I'm concerned. Is he going there to capitulate to the protesters? Like, whose side is he going to be on? I mean, is he going to change in the car on the way there? Or should be interesting. Anyway, he's going to give a press conference. So we'll see. Is he on the Hamas side or on the Israeli side? Or is he, I mean, who knows? We don't even know if he's a Republican anymore day to day. So we'll see.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
So let me get this straight, okay? The FBI has infiltrated Catholic churches, has infiltrated Catholic church choirs with no predication, just a crackpot theory, I should say. Crackpot, yeah. That's what I made dinner in last night. Crackpot theory that, oh my gosh, it's Wednesday. Crackpot theory that Catholics might go white supremacist or violent or something. No threats, nothing, no plots, nothing. They infiltrated groups that pray the rosary. They attempted to turn informant choir directors. They infiltrated at least two churches. They spied on, created tags for, and followed illegally, because you need a warrant for this, parents who made the mistake of complaining at liberal school boards in states like Virginia that were having contentious races, made the Democrats look bad. So they stick the FBI on you, right? No crimes there. They have done all of that. They have arrested peaceful protesters outside of abortion clinics. They got time for that. So what about these pro-Hamas protesters at Columbia who are trespassing? They got time for that?
There's an environment right now we're seeing play out on some college campuses, the protests over what's happening in Gaza. Are you watching that warily? Are you concerned about threats emanating from these demonstrations?
Well, of course, demonstrations themselves are not something that we, the FBI, get involved in.
What?
When violence ensues, that's when we get concerned.
Okay, so we're not going to do anything until after there's violence. That is not the standard they used on parents. That is not the standard they used on Moms for Liberty. That is not the standard they used on the Catholic Church. Why are they not going to look into these groups? I'll tell you why. We found out last week why. They're funded by Democrats. That's why. Remember, just last week, we have the blocking of the bridges. We have the blocking of the freeways. We had the blocking of the route to O'Hare Airport in Chicago. We found out who was bailing them out. Act Blue. That is the activist arm of the Democrat Party. So no, he's not looking into it, which is why the NYPD is looking into it. They want to find out who's funding this. They say all the tents are the same. These people have signs that are the same. Yeah, because the Democrat Party's, I guarantee you, they're bonding them all out right now. The Act Blue is. FBI doesn't want to discover that. Folks, you know what is incredible about these Columbia protests? A couple of things. Do you know, last night, the mayor, the liberal Democrat mayor of New York, admitted a lot of these people trespassing on the Columbia campus, screaming for Jewish blood and the murder of Jews and the destruction of Israel and pro-Hamas and from the river to the sea, these people, they're not Columbia students. They're not. Yet the actual Columbia students who are Jewish are being told, hey, yeah, we're not, you know what, we're going to let them stay another 48 hours and terrorize some more Jews. So why don't you kids stay home? It's too dangerous for you. We're going to let the trespassers who aren't even students here and don't pay get this $90,000 a year it costs to go to Columbia for tuition, room, and board. They don't pay that, but we're going to let them stay here. But you stay home. Jews, you stay home. Folks, this isn't us. This isn't the right. This is the left. This is the anti-Semitic left. I was watching a thread yesterday. It was a liberal Jewish professor at Columbia, and he was incensed because he wanted to come in and hold a pro-Jewish, peaceful pro-Jewish protest, but they had deactivated his card that lets him on campus. He'd never been censored before. And I went and looked in his tweets. It's like, is this guy a liberal? He is. I bet he votes Democrat. I don't know that, but he's very much on the left if you go back to his other tweets. And he's flipping out at the gate. You know why? Because he's been censored for the first time by the people he votes for. He's losing his mind. He can't believe. He's feeling what it is to have your First Amendment rights ripped out from under you. And I had very conflicting emotions. He voted for the people who did that to me. I'm on my second YouTube account. And I feel like saying, buddy, I know exactly how you feel. I know how you feel. I know how it feels to have an account you slaved to build, taken from you because your views are viewed as wrong. And he can't believe it. I just want a pro-Jewish peaceful protest. Yeah, well, I just wanted to defend the Second Amendment. I just wanted to defend the First Amendment. I just wanted to be an American, bud. But you voted for Democrats, see? And you don't get to do that when you vote for Democrats. So I kind of, I sent him, like, you know, I tweeted at him a couple of times. He, welcome to the press of America. You should just be half the country. Now it's folks who are Jewish. Stop voting for Democrats. And it was hilarious because there's this whole thread. His name, you could see some of my responses on Twitter, but his thread attracted Millions of hits, likes, comments. Everybody's into it, and they should be. His name is Shai Davidi. Here's what he wrote. Earlier today at Columbia University, where he works, refused to let me on campus. Why? Because they cannot protect my safety as a Jewish professor. This is 1938. Yeah. Man, yeah, that's how I felt when I lost my YouTube account to the people you voted for. What is it going to take? And the funniest part was all the comments. There's a lot of liberals on there, a lot of Jewish people on there, well-meaning people, you could tell. And they're commenting, well, how, where is this anti-Semitism coming from? Oh, no, where did this start? How do we get it out? You stop voting Democrat. That was the one thing they are not associating with this, with the Democrat Party, even though you literally last week had Act Blue bonding out, Act Blue funded groups, that's the Democrat Party, bonding out these violent protesters. And they're like, oh no, where did it come from? How do we stop it? The people you're voting for are doing it. So I want you to understand this. If you're Jewish, you are feeling the burn for the first time that I have felt, that we have felt, that so many of us whose livelihoods were destroyed by the FBI, by the Democrat Party, by their censorship machine, have felt for years. I know what it is to have, 9,000 followers on Twitter and then wake up one morning, find out, oh, look, it's down to 5 overnight again. They've all been canceled. So I want to welcome liberal Jewish professor Shai Davidi to the reality of being a political dissident in America. Welcome, sir. Stop voting for them. And maybe your card will work again. Maybe you can move to a red state and get some protection here, because we don't put up with that crap here. We don't put up with anti-Semitism here. That's your party. But the shock is still ensuing. Wow, they betrayed me. I thought they were only going to repress half of America, but not me, a well-meaning Jewish professor who's thought and believed and espoused all the correct liberal things. Oh, my friend, they are coming for you. They're coming for all of us eventually. You just thought you're a little further back in the line. Well, hey, buddy, this is what it feels like. So join us. Join us. Don't whine and complain and have a throwdown and then go back and vote for the same old stuff that you've been voting for. Here he is losing his mind on camera because his card is being deactivated because he wants to stand up for Jewish people, which is great. It's admirable. He wants to come in and have a protest and they won't let him. And all I can think is that's exactly how I felt, buddy, for years as this was done to me and so many other people by the people you vote for. And now the chickens have come home to roost, professor.
I am a professor here.
Columnist. We have a right.
Everybody quiet. I am a professor here.
Everybody quiet.
I have every right to be everywhere on campus.
Yeah.
You cannot let people that support Hamas on campus and me, a professor, not go on campus. Let me in now.
Let us in.
No.
One time he gets censored and loses his mind. Oh, and then he goes to his Twitter account to complain. You know, the one that's never been taken from him by the FBI and the Democrat Party, that Twitter account. Just shaking my head, folks. There's something called cause and effect. You'd think you'd know about it as a college professor, but you know, maybe he'll learn. Maybe this will be a learning time for him, because if he doesn't learn, it's going to get a lot worse in this country. How worse? Well, he says this is 1938. We know what comes after that. 1939. So yesterday, Alvin Bragg, the crooked New York prosecutor, back down at the last moment from putting Trump in jail, which is one of the options to punish him for allegedly violating the gag order. He did. He violated it. And he should do it another 10 times, too. For violating the gag order that the Democrats, that would be the judge and Bragg, have put on Trump. And once you understand what this gag order is about, it's really pernicious. The crooked star witness, Michael Cohen, who's been convicted of lying to Congress, he's a convicted perjurer, is the star witness because, of course. So every night, the judge and the Democrats, but then I repeat myself, sent Cohen out onto the TV news to lie about Trump and make the case for why he should be convicted. He's going to be awfully tired in court when he testifies against Trump, seeing as he spends his nights literally campaigning against Trump and trying to influence the jury. But does the judge gag him? Heck no. But Trump is gagged from talking about Cohen. He cannot respond. So Trump has to respond or he's going to end up in prison. This is how Democrats run courts. So when I say the judge and the Democrats send lying Michael Cohen, a convicted perjurer, out to lie every night, what do I mean? Do they pat him on the back? No, the judge knows he's doing this. He can stop him at any moment. He won't. This is not normal, folks. So Trump has no choice. He has to keep violating the gag order. He's also got to keep talking about how Judge Merchan's daughter is getting paid, or at least the organization she leads as president is getting paid millions of dollars fundraising off the trial. She's been fundraising off the trials very successfully to the tune of $93 million raised from Adam Schiff and the Democrat Senatorial Committee. Her company pocketed $15 million of that. Now, how much of that money went in her personal pocket and the judge's personal pocket? Nobody knows because the media is not very interested. But him not recusing himself violates New York state law. In fact, I would argue he's a bigger criminal in terms of what he has done than anything Trump has done. This is a problem for the judge. So he solved it the way Democrats solve everything, with censorship. He gagged Trump. So yesterday at the hearing, DA Alvin Bragg backed down from wanting Trump in jail. He could have pushed for Trump to go to jail. A lot of people thought he would. He backed down. Why'd he do that? They don't want to draw any more attention to anything I just said. It's a bad, bad look. From Breitbart, Trump appeared to call Bragg's bluff, saying it would be a great honor to become a modern-day Nelson Mandela in the clink for speaking the truth about Merchan. It would indeed. I think it only helps him. I was rooting for him to just go to jail. Show them who the Democrats are. So Bragg called for the Tuesday hearing to ask Merchan to punish Trump for allegedly violating the gag order. And again, Merchan does have the authority to fine and send the former president to jail for 30 days for telling the truth about the laws that Merchan is breaking and about Alvin Bragg and the crooked use of the star witness, the crooked Michael Cohen. And Breitbart nails this. Bragg appeared to get cold feet at the hearing. He backed down, did not request the judge to punish Trump with jail time, just more fines. Yeah, you know why? Because they don't want to draw attention to what they are doing in terms of the actual details of all of this. Meanwhile, Joe Biden, he needs help. You would think Jill would be like, honey, come on, let's make an appointment. Just, you know, quiet one, maybe at the White House with a psychiatrist. Let's get help. Because that's what I would do to a family member who couldn't stop lying. You want to help them. You want to get them help when they can't stop, when they're sick and they can't stop. Wait till you hear which lies he retold yesterday in Florida. Lies, by the way, that have been debunked by the liberal mainstream media. Wow. You mix compulsive lying, which is an illness, it's mental illness, with dementia. And what a mess you get. We saw it yesterday in Florida. By the way, though, he accidentally told the truth, too, yesterday, which almost never happens. It was hilarious. All that coming up on the show. Well, there's a civil war going on in America, and the key weapon in it, as I've said for years, is the moving van. At least for now. We try to find a way to live together by separating geographically from each other and the bizarre culture the left has adopted. We haven't changed. They have. Headline, kids are giving up on elite colleges and heading south. Why? Because it's perceived as normal, like just normal down here. The recent wave of violent protests and arrests at elite universities like Yale and Columbia has only confirmed for Scott Katz, he made the right decision to attend Elon University. The North Carolina, this is so funny because it's so liberal. The North Carolina College, where he's currently wrapping up his sophomore year, is a long way from his hometown of Lafayette Hill, the predominantly liberal Philadelphia suburb where the average home costs $610,000. And talked about how they're all mobbing Southern schools. Because even though they're liberal and from liberal areas, it's just too cray-cray for them at these Southern schools. Yeah, I know. It's nuts. Yeah, but not as nuts as Joe Biden, y'all. You see this? Two lies he has been cold busted in a very widespread way for telling in the mainstream media. He told again yesterday in Florida. In the first one, he used to drive an 18-wheeler, except he didn't. Used to drive an 18-wheeler. Here he is in Florida yesterday. Again, this has been widely debunked by the mainstream media. There is no question. Joe Biden never drove away an 18-wheeler except in his mind.
Besides, I used to drive an 18-wheeler. You know what I did? That's exactly right.
Yeah, so he used to drive an 18-wheeler in his mind because it didn't actually happen. And then there's this one. Joe Biden got into politics, you understand, as he was marching. He was in the civil rights movement with black people. He even, you know, went to a black church. It was a Baptist church in Delaware where they don't really have black Baptist churches, but he did anyway, except when they asked people at the black Baptist church, he says he attended, they don't remember him. And they certainly don't remember him marching with them. But yesterday he claimed that he came up in the civil rights movement.
I got involved when I was a kid in electropolitics out of the civil rights movement.
Uh-huh. Except in 1987, he lamented that he had never been involved in the civil rights movement. You know why? When you're a segregationist like he was, they don't really welcome you in those meetings.
During the 60s, I was, in fact, very concerned about the civil rights movement.
Uh-huh.
I was not an activist. I was not out marching. I was not down in Selma. I was not anywhere else.
Yeah, he was concerned about the civil rights movement because he was a documented segregationist and thought black people should have their own homes, churches, and schools, as he explained in several interviews. That's why he was concerned about the civil rights movement. But today, Joey, baby, when he's not driving the semi-truck, he's leading the civil rights movement, except he's not. He needs help. He's an international embarrassment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.